With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Five players that can transform Liverpool this summer, by Leanne Prescott. Ah, the summer transfer season. It's that time of the year when football fans dream about just who could be lining up in their club's colours next season. Liverpool secured a top four finish with a convincing 3-0 win against Middlesbrough on the last day of the 2016-17 Premier League season. Having brought Champions League football back to Anfield, Jurgen Klopp will face tremendous pressure to secure some top names ahead of a fresh campaign. Lots of names have already been spouted around Merseyside over possible moves to the club this summer, but here are just five players I feel could transform Liverpool and allow the team to mount a surge domestically while hopefully enjoying some successes in Europe. Virgil van Dijk, Southampton. Links between Liverpool and van Dijk have been going on for some time now, with Klopp clearly identifying the centre-back as his first choice defensive recruit during the transfer window. Such a move looked likely a few weeks ago when the Dutchman stated he would prefer a move to Anfield, rebuffing both Manchester City and Chelsea's advances. However, since then, things have taken a turn for the worst. The club were forced to publish an apology over tapping up van Dijk, with Southampton threatening to report them to the Premier League. That's made the situation an incredibly messy one, but shouldn't deter Liverpool from trying again. It will cost them an extra few million now, but the 25-year-old would provide an authoritative figure at the back, helping to shore up the defence and rid it of the frailties that have cost the team so dearly in recent years. Quality in possession and dominant in the air, van Dijk has certainly caught Klopp's eye, and Liverpool shouldn't give up just yet. It's a move that will likely drag on all summer, but no one will care if it gets done in the end. Benjamin Mendy, Monaco. James Milner deserves a lot of praise for the work he did during the 2016-17 season, but Liverpool need an out-and-out left back. There were times when the Englishman looked out of his depth in defence and proved to be a real weakness, especially when faced with pacey opposition. Benjamin Mendy is a thoroughly bright prospect who is widely sought after across Europe. The defender seemed set for a move to Manchester City a few months back, but with an asking price of £35 to £40 million reported, it seems Guardiola has backed off. That could open the playing field up to Klopp this summer. Mendy showed just what he's capable of during an impressive campaign that saw Monaco clinch the Ligue 1 title. Registering 8 assists in all competitions, the 22-year-old seems a perfect fit for Liverpool. He provides some much-needed pace and width down the left-hand side, allowing the likes of Felipe Coutinho and Adam Lallana more space in the middle of the park. Not to mention putting an end to the annoying consistency with which Milner cuts onto his right foot and passes back into traffic. This isn't the most likely of transfers, but Melissa Reddy has recently made clear that Mendy is now the club's top left-back target. James Milner is not a long-term solution, and with Klopp looking to build on last season and fight on domestic and European fronts, improvement is needed. Naby Keita, Red Bull Leipzig. This one really picks itself. Klopp's primary target in midfield this summer, Keita was voted the second-best player in the Bundesliga last season by supporters. That emphasises the impact he's had in Germany for Leipzig. A box-to-box energetic force with creativity and goals in his game, Keita has all the hallmarks of a great player. He'd suit Klopp's style down to the ground and would certainly be a quality addition to the midfield ranks. It will be hard to prize him away from Leipzig, with the club valuing him at £50 million, but Naby Keita is a mouth-watering prospect for all Liverpool fans. Sign him up. Mohamed Salah, AS Roma. When Liverpool were without Sadio Mane, they lost their pace, their momentum and their penetration. His ability to drag players out of their positions and make space for his teammates is comparable to no other current player in the club. When unavailable, he is a huge loss, and it's imperative Liverpool fill that void this summer. That's where Salah comes in. 19 goals in all competitions, the Egyptian winger has the firepower to add extra threat to the forward line. Possessing acceleration and flair in abundance, Salah would be a great asset for Jurgen Klopp's side, helping break down packed defences. With reports suggesting that personal terms between the club and player have been agreed, it would be ludicrous for Liverpool to walk away from the negotiating table now for the sake of a few million pounds. Roma need to sell to comply with FFP rules. It's the perfect transfer for all involved. Alexandre Lacazette, Lyon. Any move for Lacazette will depend heavily on Daniel Sturridge's future at Liverpool. Should the England striker move away from Anfield this summer, Klopp will need to find a replacement. Divock Origi is still a real work in progress, and while I don't think the club should sell him by any means, he isn't of the quality needed to lead the line should Liverpool need him to. Roberto Firmino is first in the pecking order up top, but even the Brazilian had moments this season where he failed to show a real cutting edge in front of goal. He's not a prolific finisher in the way that Lacazette is. The Frenchman's style of play would fit well on Merseyside and provide a real quality option heading into a new season. 28 goals and 30 appearances in Ligue 1 during the 2016-17 season is a record that speaks for itself. Atletico Madrid were in pole position to land the forward, but with their transfer ban in place, the door is very much open for Liverpool to swoop in. It would certainly be a statement. Overall picture. I don't think anyone will have any major qualms with the first four players on my list, but the last one could raise some issues. I am and always have been an advocate of Daniel Sturridge playing at Liverpool beyond the summer. The guy is a world-class player when fit, and you don't throw away talent like that. Should he stay at the club, a move for a striker would be very unlikely. If that were to be the case, Douglas Costa would be my alternative option. As previously stated, Liverpool lacks something without Sadio Mane on the team sheet, and that saw them lose a huge amount of ground in the 2016-17 campaign. That cannot be allowed to repeat itself, and Costa, coupled with Salah, would add some quality options for Klopp to choose from. It's a massive, massive summer for the club. Liverpool fans will be desperate to see some statement signings made in order to propel the squad to the next level. Battling for the title in domestic competitions, as well as mounting a good campaign in Europe, will be what everyone wants next season, and it's imperative FSG get this window right. These five signings could do just that. Now, a combination of an unfortunate congestion thing, which is making me quite unlistenable, and the fact that Leanne's piece is very much a conversation starter as opposed to something for me to comment on, means that I'm not going to do any chatting about this particular one. I'll leave you to it. The names Leanne suggests are certainly very interesting. They're the ones that most of us have been familiar with and been conditioned to believe may be possible. And they're the ones that most of us are terrified that won't happen at all. As I said, I'll leave you to discuss that amongst yourselves or think about those or write in the comments section what you think. And I'm sure Leanne will be interested to hear your opinions on that. So that's it from beautiful rural Ireland for today. But I will just remind you that we do have quite the adventure coming up in terms of the hosting gig on the main AI podcast, which I'm looking forward to immensely. That begins in a couple of weeks' time, around July, I think. That'll be happening in a couple of weeks' time, and hopefully I'll be able to speak without sounding as though I'm holding my nose at that stage. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.